I hear a lot of people in these little clips sometimes running up cluck and ending it in an excited yodel, or running up cluck and not settling it back down on the other side. It's just my opinion, but it's always seems better to, if you're going to run something up, to bring it back down on the other side. Unless you're running hard yodel strings. I mean, if you're hailing at birds, then that's different. But what I'm talking about is these cluck strings. Even excited cluck, you always want to bring it back down or slow it back down, something on the backside to give the perception of the thing settling down. A change in intensity. Even if you hear, say, two or three geese on the ground and one of them starts clucking, if it's six syllables, there's going to be some kind of change in intensity. And it's usually the first one will be less intensity than the following ones, and it'll go back down. That's what I mean. Try to avoid clucking all at one intensity, or starting low and ramping up and leaving it high. Give the perception of some kind of change in intensity, whether it's through pitch or through speed. That's two different ways you can do it, but the point is, things should be changing, not just cluck strings all at one level. Another thing is speed. If you're going to use speed, make sure you have whatever shaping you're going to use perfected. Otherwise, it loses all quality and sounds like a bunch of mud mixed together. All right, so clucking. At whatever level of clucking you do, whether it's super low finesse or all out clucking, there should be a peak of an intensity and then back down. That's my opinion. That's how I do it because I hear geese doing that. They'll ramp up, but they always seem to settle back down unless they're about to fly away. But I mean, that's not the perception you want to give anyway. And once again, this ain't a Redbone, Riceland, Vendetta, PS Old, Haydale, Anatra, Lairs, what have you. This is about basic spec calling.